Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
Fun to start out talking about this song, and it's perfect that it's both of our honorable mentions.
It's one of them. It's in there. Yep.
So what's your relationship? So you don't hate the song?
Nope. I don't.
Me neither. A lot of people hate the song with the passion of whatever people have passion of.
No, my thing is with Christmas music is I just have a very limited space, like amount of time that I can listen to it. Like I can listen to it like the week of Christmas. Outside of that, I'm like, I just don't want anything to do with it.
Really? Yeah.
It's not even so much too early. I'm not a huge Christmas like song fan. Like, I always just feel like they're always the same thing. They're always about the same, you know, I mean, obviously they're about Christmas, but they're just all kind of very similar.
I would agree with that to a certain extent.
So I got about a week of it is what I have in my tank. So.
Okay. Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I would agree, like, those top 40 Christmas songs that include this song, that include, you know, your Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, you know, Bing Crosby songs, your, you know, those songs. We all know those songs. I agree. I only want to listen to those songs like week of, couple days leading up to Christmas.
Yeah. But
I'll say there are other songs that, you know, like we've talked about before, I am a playlist person. I have carefully curated playlists for every season, for every feeling, for every emotion. And this is no different. So, So I think we'll get into that. But I think first thing we need to do is address the elephant in the room. Rob is not here this week. He is busy with work. And so he's taken another week off. We took a kind of an extended hiatus through Thanksgiving. I was traveling, and everyone was kind of, I mean, obviously it's Thanksgiving, so everyone's got their own things going on. So, and so you and I were chatting when Rob said that he wasn't going to be available this week. And, we decided what better, topic to broach on. And that is something Christmas related, because Rob said, let me see if I can pull up the text here, when we talked about Christmas.
Do you remember? He's not a big fan.
let's see. What did he say here? I said, what do you guys think about top five Christmas traditions or something music related? He said, Christmas in general annoys me. So, so I thought it'd be fun to, you know, maybe hit this topic while he's gone, and then maybe when he gets back, he can join us on like an anti-Christmas list, or, you know, maybe something completely unrelated. I guess before we get into it, welcome back to the High Five Podcast, where each week we list our five favorite things within an ever-changing list of topics. And like we kind of alluded to, this is Christmas music. You were saying, you know, you listen to Christmas music the week leading up.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, outside of, like when we're decorating the Christmas tree, or, putting the Christmas tree up, that kind of stuff. Of course, we're going to listen to Christmas music while we do that because, you just have to. But yeah, but like the people who start listening to Christmas music November 1 all the way to Christmas, I'm like, that's just too, it's just too much for me. I can't do it. I got about a week in me, and that's good. So I'm proud of myself for having a week.
All right. Sibilance. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Audrey.
Audrey.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
I don't know what that's from.
It's all from my Anchorman.
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, when he's warming up,
Yeah.
his voice.
Audrey.
I forgot about that. Yep.
All right, so I guess before we jump into it, I thought it'd be kind of fun to before we got into our five favorite songs, it'd be fun to talk about some of our least favorite songs, just kind of as an icebreaker. We touched on the Wham Last Christmas. We're both okay with that, but what about what are songs that you just cannot stand?
I mean, there's a decent amount. The first one that came to my mind, so this one, I don't know how popular it is or how many people have listened to it. The reason it's one of my least favorite is because when I used to work for Dean Foods, I used to work inside Meijer stores, and they would play, their Christmas songs
Yeah,
starting
they
in
got their
who knows
playlist.
when.
Yeah.
And they would play this song. I don't know if it was just I happened to walk in at like every store when this was on the rotation, but it popped on all the time when I was there. And it's Wonderful Christmas by Paul McCartney.
Oh yeah, that is a that's a top 40 song.
I hate that song
Yeah.
so
A lot of
much.
people hate that song.
It is just, it's, there is nothing about
Simply
it. Yeah.
having
Oh my
a
gosh.
wonderful Christmas time. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I cannot stand that song. I don't hear it. I mean, maybe it's on top 40 Christmas stuff. I
It
don't
is.
know, but
It
I
is.
just know that's where I first heard it and heard it over and over and over was when I worked at Meijer stores. And it drove me bananas.
Yeah.
Every time it comes on, I'm like, oh, please, please turn
That
it.
is the epitome of a supermarket Christmas song right there.
It is. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I thought for the first time I heard it too, I didn't realize he was saying simply having a wonderful Christmas time. I thought he was saying like Cimbrialis. Like I don't even know what the hell he was saying. I couldn't
He was
figure
selling
it out at
some
all.
medication or something.
Yeah, I don't exactly.
Simplicialis. If you
Yeah, I
have
didn't
it, you'll
know.
have a wonderful Christmas time.
Yeah, so that's my number one that I just can't stand. I mean, there are other ones that I just don't enjoy. Most of the real big old one older the White Christmas is not one of my favorite. I don't like Blue Christmas by Elvis. So there's a long list, but Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas is by far number one for me.
Okay. I heard this at least 5 times on our cruise that we were just on. It was a
Oh yeah.
Christmas themed cruise, so they had Christmas songs
Okay.
playing. And this song, I have it right here. I'm gonna play it, just the beginning
I'm
of it.
ready.
Let me know if you know it. It's terrible.
Oh yeah.
Hey, jingity jing.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's stupid
Dominic the
Dominic.
Donkey.
It's so
Yeah.
stupid.
The Italian
Yeah,
Christmas.
get that out of here.
It makes Dominic Donkey makes me laugh every time.
Eon. I mean,
Yeah.
it is so dumb that it is kind of good, like that sort of thing.
It's the same with the All I Want for Christmas is a Hippopotamus,
Yes,
or
that's. I was actually just going to mention
it's
that. I
yeah,
want a
same kind of thing.
hippopotamus for Christmas. Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. And the epitome of terrible Christmas songs is this Christmas shoes song. It's about this little kid that can't afford shoes for their mom.
Oh,
It's
I
like
don't
a
think I've ever heard
Christian
this.
song. Oh my God.
It was almost Christmas time.
Oh my God.
So, there I stood in another. I want to see if I can find the name of that song. There's like a really tragic Christmas song
This
about
was
like
it.
a.
The kid's mom
No,
dies
it's a
or
different one.
something.
It's a different one.
Oh my gosh, this is triggering. So yeah, that's probably my least favorite song, and we used to mock it all the time.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Yeah, listen to it later and just have a drink with you or something. Yeah, so those are my least favorite Christmas songs. But
yeah, there's a lot of.
What was the one you were thinking of?
I was trying to see if I could find it, but I can't find it. I heard it on the radio one time because they were played it because of how bad it is and funny it is. But it's like a cross between like a song, like there's music in the background, but then it's like interrupted by like a radio broadcast of like this, like the announcer comes on and is like, there's a big car crash and all this stuff, and they're all waiting for their dad to get home. And like, so they think their dad dies in a car accident, but I think at the end of the song, he shows up. He was just late because of the traffic or whatever.
Oh. That sounds like that Alabama song. Roll on highway, roll on long. that's like a talking part of the song where they're like, and the man upstairs was listening.
Right, yeah, yeah.
When they asked him to bring daddy home.
Yeah, yeah.
Same sort of sentiment.
Yeah, I don't think I could find the name of it, but it always made me laugh. Yeah.
So, but that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about our favorite Christmas songs. And since this was my topic, I brought it up and you agreed to it. I'll go first. And
okay.
My number five, Step Into Christmas by Sir Elton John. It came out in 1973. It was actually kind of a thank you to the fans after his massive recording of, what album was that? It was, I can't remember. It was a big album for him. And so it was kind of like thanking the fans for the year and the success. And it's just fun. It's just a lighthearted song. Love Elton John. So really anything Elton John does that's upbeat, I love. He's just such a cool guy. And this is one of those that'll probably pop up in your top 40 Christmas songs. But it's not your traditional type of Christmas song, in my mind anyway. So yeah, for those reasons, Elton John is my number five. And yeah, what do you got? What's your number five?
Yeah, so my number five, so I know I said earlier, like, I don't like a lot of some of the older, you know, Christmas songs, but my number five is an older Christmas song. It's one of my favorites. I was trying to figure out when it, like, originally released. I saw 1961, but then I saw 1946. Like, it was first recorded in 1946, but I don't know if the version that I'm playing is from 1961, because I guess he re-recorded it. But anyways, it is the Christmas song, in parentheses, Merry Christmas to You by Nat King Cole. You know, the chestnuts roasting. That's just, to me, like, just the classic Christmas. It gets me in the Christmas mood. Yeah. It's just, it's just brings back all of the nice, warm Christmas memories. You know, you've heard this, I've heard this song my whole life. You hear it all the time, and it's just classic Christmas to me. And I actually, out of all of the old classic Christmas songs, this is one that I enjoy the most. So I thought I had to put an old classic on my list at number five.
It's good. Yeah. Classic. Yeah. I would agree. This is one that can't really get overplayed too much. It's soft enough to where it's not like, it doesn't get annoying. It's just good this, background music.
This to me is the perfect decorating your Christmas tree song.
Yes. You watch.
It's just nice little music outside in the background. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Drinking a hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool. Yeah, that's a great one. Cool. All right, so that was your number five, Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. All right, on to my number four. So We all know that I've got a country past to me. I was raised listening to country. This artist was one that I really didn't kind of discover until I was either an adult or almost an adult, but it's Dwight Yoakam. And Dwight Yoakam has actually an album that it's a Christmas album that I still listen to, and I subject Vivian to it. Katie likes it, but Vivian does not like Dwight Yoakam.
She's not a Yoakam fan.
But the title track of his Christmas album, it's called "Come On Christmas," and it's kind of a melancholy song. It's kind of like, just kind of like, you could tell he's sad about something, and it's just like, you know, I'll just play it for you here. It's just got kind of a certain type of feeling as it starts out. The rest of his album is more his kind of take on traditional songs, but this is an original song. I like this one, but then there's another song where it's called "Santa Can't Stay." So I'm going to kind of put these together as my number four, because they're both Dwight Yoakam and they're both original Dwight Yoakam songs. They're not. So this one is more of like a rockabilly type song. The story of the song is that it's from the point of view of a kid who Santa Claus comes and mom says Santa can't stay. Turns out Santa's is the ex, you know, husband, and mom says Santa can't stay, and like he gets drunk and he throws a gift and hits the new boyfriend, and so then the chorus is mama says Santa can't stay.
Here's
the chorus right here. So that's the first chorus, and it kind of builds up and gets a little wilder towards the end, and the little funny bridge. And but yeah, just love Dwight Yoakam and love his take on a lot of these Christmas classics, but then these original songs. So for that reason, those two are my number four. I had to cheat a little bit. So
bending the rules. It's okay. Let it go. Let it go.
So what do you got?
Nice. So a lot of the songs on my list are, you know, kind of your classic song, like Christmas songs, but done in a new and different way. And then my number four is falls into that line. And it's "Let It Snow," which of course is, you know, classic Christmas song, but it's by She and Him from 2016's album. What's the name of that? Oh, "Christmas Party." When I think of like Christmas music, She and Him are always like top of my list. They have two really, really good albums, all about, you know, all Christmas songs, all the classic songs redone. So it's kind of, you know,
she
like
is Zooey Deschanel. Who's he?
Correct.
Who is him?
That's a good question. I actually don't know
known,
his.
But
yeah, like, I don't know what his name is. I can find it. But yeah, so Zooey Deschanel is she. Let's see if we can.
All right, I'm gonna play.
Come on, Google. M Ward is his name.
Okay. Emma?
Yeah. M. So the letter M dot.
Oh. This goes by
M. Just the letter M. Ward. Yep. Weather outside. But it's just kind of like a jazzy, fun, kind of, you know, different take on this classic song. But I just love her voice. I think she does an incredible job of singing these songs. You know, it reminds me of Elf a little bit when she sings an Elf. I just love this song. It's, again, I've always liked the song "Let It Snow," but I really like this version a lot. So
yep, she's great. They're great. Cool.
It's funny, I only listen to them around Christmas time. I don't listen to any of their other albums.
They got
really
that
much
sound.
Anything else,
yeah, that's that. that Christmas sound, that jazzy. Yep. Cool. All right, so that was your number four.
Yep.
My number three is a classic. This song actually came out in 1950. It was written by a Hawaiian songwriter, R. Alex Anderson. Wanted to have at that time there was no Hawaiian Christmas standards out there, and then Bing Crosby took it and recorded it. Was made famous to me by National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and that's Mele Kaliki Maka by Bing Crosby. Yeah. And so, like, it's just, it makes you feel warm. This was played on our cruise as well, obviously.
Christmas. Yeah.
Tropical. But yeah, it just makes me think of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacations, my favorite Christmas movie. And just makes you feel like this is one that I could be sitting in my living room with snow falling outside with a cup of hot chocolate or coffee in my hand and just feel like Christmas.
Yeah.
But this is one of those that I can't listen to it like this week. It's like you said, it's week of Christmas, but most of the other Christmas songs, really every other Bing Crosby song is just like, you know, it's too much, but this is different enough to me that I enjoy it. So for that reason, those reasons, it's my number three.
Yeah, I forget about this song. It's an underrated one that I forget about. It's a good song, but I totally forget about it.
And it was, like I said, it was not critically acclaimed when he recorded it. It was just a kind of almost like a throwaway song on a Christmas album of his, I think. So
Yeah.
Cool. So what's your number three?
Well, so my number three, I debated on whether I would put this song on the list. Cause I don't know if technically it is a Christmas song. I mean, there are parts of things that maybe kind of hint to some Christmas things. But you hear it more and more around Christmas time. So it's, you know, I guess this is the diehard of Christmas songs, you know, whether it counts as a Christmas song or not. But I love this song. Came out in 1984 by Leonard Cohen, and it's called Hallelujah. I'm sure everybody's heard this song over and over. There's different versions. I love Leonard Cohen's version. I've heard lots of other versions that are great as well, but I just think Leonard Cohen's voice and the way he delivers this song is so good. So again, you can debate whether it's a Christmas song or not, but I put it on my list just because I really, really, really like the song. And people seem to play it around Christmas time. So.
Yeah, definitely. You'll hear people singing it at church. And who was the other? Who was it? Jeff Buckley?
Yes.
Has a version of this that's pretty popular as well. That's probably the one I know better, but I like this one too.
Yeah, I just love his delivery of this song. Again, there are other versions that I really enjoy too. Pentatonix did one that's really good. I do. Jeff Buckley's is great. They're all really good, but I don't know. I just like the way kind of Leonard delivers the song. So
got that smoky voice.
Yeah. So.
Cool. That's a good one. Okay, so that was your number three. We're on to our number twos. My number two was sung by, in my opinion, the most talented male voice from the musical Hamilton, and that is Leslie Odom Jr. Leslie Odom Jr. put out a Christmas album actually before his fame from Hamilton, or before like he was really getting famous from it, and so kind of post Hamilton fame they re-released a Christmas album with his songs, and added a few songs to it. And so the song that I love is called Snow. He's just awesome. I love Leslie Odom Jr.
Yeah.
Just upbeat.
Yep.
The chorus is, I just want to be where the love is. I just want to be where the love is. So it's just like a good song to get together with loved ones.
Yep.
You can't not smile when you listen to the song.
Yep.
And so this is like the epitome of when you say you can't listen to Christmas music outside of the week of Christmas. This is the sort of stuff I'm listening to. It's like more off the beaten path stuff.
Yep.
We have this on vinyl. We'll get to the chorus here and then we'll cut it out. But just chef's kiss for me. Let it snow. That's my number two, Snow.
Yeah, I have his song Christmas on my Christmas playlist, the Leslie Odom Jr. one. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I agree. That's a great Christmas album for sure.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. We were just listening to it last night. Cool.
I think that song wasn't that song on like a Target commercial or something?
Probably. Yeah, that. I think it was right.
Yeah, okay,
that sounds about right.
I was like, I'm pretty sure that song. Okay. My number two, again, it's another classic song. This song is probably most well known for being a Frank Sinatra song. Mm. So Frank Sinatra did this song, but the version that I love, again, is a She and Him version. And it's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Again, they just kind of slow it down, jazz it up. I just love this rendition. I mean, I know, again, everybody probably knows the Frank Sinatra version, which is fine, but I love the She and Him version a lot better. I think it's better. I enjoy it. It's just kind of slow and jazzy, and it just gets me in a good Christmas mood and, you know, decorating or wrapping presents or whatever. This is one of my go-to songs, so.
Yeah, again, that just jazzy sound.
Yeah.
More low key, but
yeah. Yep. And I love her voice. I think she, I don't know, she just kills Christmas songs to me. So,
yeah.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
That reverb on the guitar.
Yeah.
Let your heart be.
It's just simple, clean, well done. I don't know. I love the song.
Now on. Our troubles will be out.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so this was came out in 2011 and it's on there. A Very She and Him Christmas. So
cool.
Have yourself a merry
nice. All right. So that's our number twos. We're up to our number ones.
Yep.
We go quicker when there's only two of us.
We do. For sure.
So my number two or my number one is, I'm going to cheat again. it's my favorite band, The Killers. So from, let me see if I can find the dates here, but I want to say from like 2000, maybe 2007, 2008 for about 11 years. Yeah. 2000. So for about 11 years, the Killers actually did a fundraiser every year for Christmas for the Red Foundation, where they put out a single, a Christmas song, and took all the proceeds and donated it to, you know, the Red AIDS Awareness Foundation. And they stopped doing it, I believe, in 2016. And then they put out all of the songs onto one album. And the album is called Don't Waste Your Wishes. So the song that I'm going to say is my number one is Boots. No one's going to know it. But it's just kind of, it's that, it's just kind of, it's a reminiscent song of a kid who's kind of, he's an adult now, he's kind of fallen on hard times, but he's reminiscing of his childhood, of, you know, mom cooking in the kitchen and dad, you know, watching TV on the floor in the living room, and just like, you know, just kind of looking back fondly on his childhood. That's the thing I loved about all of these Killers songs, is they're all original, until the last one, which they had someone else sing with him. This one's called Boots.
They didn't do any. They didn't do any covers, huh?
No, the last song. Let's see if I can. I should have had it pulled up here. Go to album. The last song was "I'll Be Home for Christmas," and he actually had his elementary school teacher, who's now like in his 70s or 80s, sing on it, and he sang backup for this singer, but. The guy was a vet, and so he was, the "I'll Be Home for Christmas" actually rang true with this guy, because he, you know, was actually coming home from war.
Sure. And
he kind of got caught up in this guy's story, and then he sang the song, and so then the whole beginning of the song is the lead up to this, the guy singing the song, and it's just like super raw and super emotional, and that's the only cover they did. Everything else they did original.
Original songs.
They actually did an Elton John song with Elton John. They did one with the band Dawes, which actually, that's how I discovered the band Dawes, was when they did this single with the Killers, and it was called Christmas in L.A. They did a song with Jimmy Kimmel, where Jimmy Kimmel played Santa Claus in the song. And then they actually had this trilogy of songs that they kind of revisited a few times over the years. The first song was called "Don't Shoot Me, Santa Claus." So it's this guy's relationship with Santa Claus, for, you know, basically that Santa Claus is coming after him because he was a bad person. And then they revisited it in a few years later, and it was called "I Feel It in My Bones." And so Santa Claus is still after this guy. And then the last one was "Dirt Sledding," where Santa Claus and him kind of try to reconcile the whole relationship. And so it's kind of just a funny, funny story. But like, all the songs are kind of quirky in their own way, just like the Killers do. But like, it's a good listen front to back. So I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to cheat again. The selection for me is "Boots" by the Killers. But really, it's the whole album. The album is called "Don't Waste Your Wishes," spanned from 2006 to, I think, 2016 or something like that. 11 years. So there's, 11 songs, 11 years. So, love the Killers. Nice. And it was just something about the Killers to me. Actually, Brandon Flowers, the lead singer, we're actually only like 4 days apart in age. We're the same exact age.
Okay.
So I think there's something to it. Like him and I, like his songs just like resonate with me somehow. I don't know, but like, he's a dad, you know, his kids are probably about the same age. So he's probably going through the same stages of life as me at the same time. And, it just seems like his songs always hit me just the right way. So for that reason, Boots is my number one, and, the Killers are the singer. So,
okay.
What's your number?
Nice. So my number one comes from, in my opinion, the longest Christmas album ever made. It's two CDs and it's 21 songs per CD. So that's 42 songs in total. This guy made of Christmas songs. They're all kind of, there's a couple that, you know, are original that he made, but most of them are kind of your traditional religious going to church things you sing in church. But he puts a big twist on the songs. And I loved this album. This is one of my favorite albums. Again, you know, some of it's just instrumental, some of it is, you know, but he puts his own twist on it. And my favorite song, I mean, there's so many in this album, that he does that are incredible, but, it's probably one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time. And it's done in a way that I love very much. And it's called O Come Emmanuel. And it's Sufjan Stevens from his Songs for Christmas from 2006. I just love his take on this song. Again, I remember growing up in the church, you know, singing O Come Emmanuel seemed to be always the song that we sang at the end of Christmas when we were holding up candles or whatever. So the song kind of holds
that
a special
be Silent Night, actually, but
well, no, we did Come.
This is one of those songs.
We did
still one of those songs.
A lot.
Right. I'm just giving you
but shit. He does Silent Night as well on this album, along with Amazing Grace and Angels We Have Heard on High. And,
yep.
I mean, there's every, it's crazy all the amount stages of songs. Yeah, but I just love his take on this song. And it's one of my favorites. So yeah, that's why it's my number one. Lots of nostalgia.
Tell me, do you know anything about Sufjan Stevens? Like what his like background is? Like
he went to Hope College. He's a graduate of Hope College.
Yeah.
So he's from Michigan. I don't know where exactly from Michigan. But yeah, graduated from Hope College.
Interesting. Yeah. I've always been kind of like, I never got into him too much, but I knew he kind of had a religious, it always seemed like he had some sort of religious background, but he wasn't, you know, you never saw him like on, you know, Christmas, you know, radio.
Yeah, he was always like, I would never call him a Christian artist. I don't think he ever would. But he always, like all of his songs kind of wrestle with life, religion, faith, spirit, you know, all that kind of struggling, wrestling. I believe like a couple, maybe like 6 months ago, no one knew, but I believe, I don't know if he's bisexual or gay, but and no one knew it until I guess his partner passed away a few months back. So he put a big post out about it, but you know, no one really knew or, you know, had any inkling about it. So
interesting.
But yeah, I really like Sufjan. I think he does really good stuff. It's different, but, yeah, this Christmas album is one of my favorites, and I love his take on different things. So, and he's done a lot of different Christmas albums, but this is, you know, one of the original ones. So
nice. Sorry, I'm keep coughing. I'm got the remnants of my,
it's that time of year
from last week. Yeah. All right. So those are our top fives. You want to blow through some honorable mentions? Like we kind of talked about Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. Probably the number one modern Christmas song, if you had to ask, you know, most people.
Sure.
Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me. It's kind of is maybe more of the, you know, the millennial or even, you know, Gen Z.
Sure.
Christmas song. This is one of my other favorites. Aloe Black. It's kind of a Motown Christmas song. It's called I Got Your Christmas Right Here. It's just got some soul to it. Love this song. I got your Christmas right here. Just good. It's got some good feel to it.
Yep.
So this is kind of my funny one coming up here. It's Feliz Navidad by William Shatner. Have you ever heard it?
I mean, I've heard Feliz Navidad. I've never heard William Shatner's version.
Katie and Vivian hate this song so much because he's just
does he just sing talk
he's,
it?
He's goofy in the song.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
He may or may not have had a few drinks before singing this, right?
Guaranteed. Yeah, so just Feliz Navidad, talk sung by William Shatner.
Yeah.
And then my last one is one that you said you did not like, but it's Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
I always had soft spot in my heart for Elvis. I don't own any of his records. I don't listen to Elvis very often, but just... this is one of those quintessential Christmas songs.
Yeah.
But again, it's one that I can't really listen to very much.
It's super, I mean, it's super popular and it's all over the place, but I just, I don't know. There's some, I just don't, it's just not my cup of tea, man.
So I think a reason I like Dwight Yoakam is because he's got a little bit of Elvis in him. He's got a higher register. He sings higher, but it's more, he's still got that, like, that rockabilly in him a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Elvis is probably the original rockabilly type person. So,
sure.
But anyway, I'll stop it for you.
You're good. It doesn't bother me. Like, doesn't I don't trigger I, like it doesn't make me cr- no.
You don't get
murders. I personally just don't like it. I just, you know, I know people, it's like they're one of their favorite Christmas songs and I'm like, it's just not that great. So
what about you? You got any honorable mentions?
Yeah. So original Christmas song by Ben Folds. It's called "Have You" or "We Could Have This," featuring Lindsey Craft. It's a good, fun, cool Christmas song. The other ones that I had on my list was "Christmas in Hollis" by Run DMC. I love that song.
Oh yeah, that's
one of my favorite Christmas songs for sure.
Yeah. I'm glad that you got this one on your list because this was one that kind of fell off.
I love this Christmas song. It's so good. And then I had "Last Christmas" by Wham. Again, I know people mm-hmm. don't maybe like this song, but I like it. It's a good song, man. It's a fun Christmas song.
What's the game that everybody plays? You're purposefully trying to not hear the song. It's called what is it? The Wham? I gotta look it up.
I don't know.
I haven't heard of this. It's like a challenge, and you're trying to be the last person to hear the Wham challenge. What is it called?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whamageddon. Yeah. So the objective is to go as long as possible without hearing Wham's Last Christmas. The second rule, the game starts on December 1st.
Okay.
Let's see. The game starts on
December 1st. So I made it to the 4th.
And finishes at the end of December 24th. Use your local time zone if you'd like. Third rule, only the original version applies, so you can listen to the Ariana Grande version or, you know, whatever else. Those don't matter. It's the Wham version. Fourth rule, you're out as soon as you recognize the song. So, like, if you're in a store and you just don't recognize, obviously, it's, you know, you're not going to know that you heard it.
Sure.
You didn't know you heard it. Bonus rule, post on social media when with the Whamageddon hashtag when you get hit. And then... while we can't stop you from deliberately sending your friends to Wham Holla, the intention is that this is a survival game, not a battle royale. So don't be a dick, okay? That's funny.
Hey, you played it already. You ruined it for me.
So that's funny.
The last one is just in honor of Reese, because Reese loves the song. In fact, I think you guys introduced us to this song, and it's "Puppies Are Forever" by Sia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one that always comes up on our playlist here. I'm just gonna play it because it's
perfect. Reese loves the song. I have to play it every Christmas at least once or twice. So yeah,
I got another one for you after this that kind of comes up in the same realm here.
Yeah, Reese loves this song.
So this other, you probably know this song as well. It's from another person from Hamilton, and it's also about puppies. It's David Diggs, "Puppy for Hanukkah." Do you know this one?
No.
You're going to have to, no. This is going to be Reese's new song this year.
Yeah. Come on. You know what I want to. What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want. I want a puppy for Hanukkah.
You don't know this song?
No. No, I haven't heard this song.
I want my Hanukkah puppy.
What's it from?
He just recorded it himself. And they sent
Oh, okay. I don't know if it was on some, like...
It is from the Disney Channel. I don't know. Maybe there's some Christmas special it was on.
Or it's from one of the crazy cartoons that our kids watch.
Yeah. Yeah, about Beef of Hanukkah. Oh, yeah. And then he gets the puppy and he names it Monica, and he's like, it's the only Monica thing that rhymed with Hanukkah. Yeah, so yeah, I'll have to play that for Reese. I think she'll like it. It's not a Christmas song, it's a Hanukkah song, but.
Yeah, you know. Apples to apples.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, is there anything we want to.
It's all of them.
Yeah, that's all of our honorable mentions. I think we can leave it there. I don't, you know, unless you've got something you want to put as a top. Sorry. If there's anything you want to touch on next week, or if we just want to wait till we hear from Rob on what our next topic is, we can move on. But
yeah, I don't have any good topic ideas off the top of my head or anything. And I think technically Rob should be the next one to choose, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Officially.
It was supposed to be his topic. So
yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, I think we'll just leave it there. And that was a fun topic. Yeah. Good to get back with you. And
yeah. Speaking of songs, did you get your recap of 2025 for your top songs?
I did.
Yeah.
I know my number one was The Giver by Chapel Roan. Let me see if I can find my list here.
Too much of my stuff, at least song-wise, was corrupted by my...
Oh, yeah.
By my kids.
It's always corrupted by the family a little bit.
But now my artist, so my top artist is Ben Folds, then Glenn Hazard, The Head and the Heart, Weezer, Florence and the Machine, and Adele.
Nice. It's good. It's
and solid. Then City in Color. Yep.
All right. Why can't I find it? Replay.
But my top like five songs are all songs like, you know, the kids wanted to listen to over. It's like Pink Pony Club is number one.
Yeah.
Just the Way That You Are by Bruno Mars, which Jameson loves, is my number two. Number three is Die With a Smile because Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, because both of them love that song.
Yep.
And then Feel It Still, Portugal and the Man. Because they both love that song too.
Yep. So my number one was The Giver, Midnight Rain by Taylor Swift, which is crazy because that's not even like, that's like two albums ago. Abracadabra by Lady Gaga, which came out this year. West Coast by Lana Del Rey. Vivian liked that song, so that one was getting played on the way to school, I think, a lot. Higher Love by Kygo and Whitney Houston. Great song. Cold Heart, Elton John and Dua Lipa. The Apata song by Rosé and Bruno Mars.
I was surprised that didn't make it on mine.
Dance the Night by Dua Lipa from the Barbie soundtrack. That's So True by Gracie Abrams. Definitely affected by Vivian. Problem by Ariana Grande. Von Dutch by Charlie XCX. And Stick Season by Noah Kahan. Yeah, definitely heavily affected. My number one artist was The Midnight. Number two, Taylor Swift. Number three, The Killers. Lady Gaga, Dawes, Bleachers.
Killers still made it on there.
Yeah. Killers are always in the top few for sure.
Yeah.
And The Midnight was number one because they came out with a new album this year. That was actually my number one album was The Midnight's Syndicate.
Okay. Yep. Album. Yep.
But yeah, fun stuff. Yeah, one of these years I'll have music. It's getting more and more, but as long as I'm driving Vivian places to and from school and extracurricular activities, it's always going to be affected a little bit.
Exactly.
We listen to music in the car. I mean, what do you do?
Yep. So yeah, my number one playlist of the year was Disney playlist. So
oh yeah,
because that's recently needs to listen to Disney all the time.
So. Yep. Yep. Cool. Well. I guess we'll leave it there, buddy. And
that's it.
Good chatting with you. I'm going to
hit
the stop button. And
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com. Or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.